Minnesota School of the Air. The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for in-school listening. These programs are broadcast by tape transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon. Today's story is called A Small Tribute.
The 12th of February is the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. Every schoolboy and girl knows that Lincoln was a very great American, president of our country during the Civil War. But how much more do you know about Abraham Lincoln? Do you know, for instance, that he was a very kind man, a very honest man, and that he loved children, all kinds of children, very, very much? Well, he did. Our story this morning is about Lincoln. Now, this is not a true story, but it could have happened. And could have happened stories can be almost as good as true ones, don't you think so? Today's story is called A Small Tribute, and it starts 100 years ago, when Lincoln and a friend of his were walking down a street in Springfield, Illinois.
Now, as I was saying, Abe, some of us boys were thinking maybe you ought to be running for Congress or the Senate.
You mean Washington, Josh?
Yes.
Abraham Lincoln go to Washington? Why, Josh, what would a rough fella like me do in Washington?
Well, there's some of us think you could do a powerful lot in Washington, Abe. Powerful lot.
Hello there, John.
Howdy,
Ed. Oh, excuse me.
Now, there's some of us think we got no right to keep you here in Illinois with the whole
just
nation.
Just a minute, Josh.
What? What's the matter, Ed?
Look at that boy at the corner of the dry goods store.
Where? Oh, yeah. Why, that's Ben Callop's boy, isn't it?
Why, I don't care who he is. Well, the youngster looks mighty unhappy to me.
Well, Abe, most youngsters get that way sometimes. Now, about you running for the United States
just
Senate.
Just a minute, Josh, will you?
Why, he's going over to talk to that kid.
Well, hello there, son.
Hello.
Hey, that's a mighty good-looking window here in the store, wouldn't you say? Can see pretty near everything in the store, wouldn't you say?
Yep, pretty near.
Well, say, I thought most of the boys was off to see a tent show on the outskirts of town. I know my boy Robert went.
Well, it costs money to go to the tent show. My pap ain't got the money. I try to earn some by doing things, but, well, I guess nobody needed things done today. I got a little bit saved up, but not enough. I still need 5 cents.
Well, son, if that's all that stands between you and a great big smile, it was just 5 cents. Well, here you are. Here's your nickel.
5 cents? For me?
For you. On one condition, though, mind.
One condition? What's that?
When you grow up, you must never forget just how important a penny can be in bringing happiness to other people. I value a penny because so many more people have pennies than ever have $10 or $100. Well, here's your 5 cents. Now a smile on your face, and off you go to that tent show.
Well, he interrupts to talk about being United States Senator in Washington, just to give a lad a few cents.
Well, that was while Abraham Lincoln was still in Illinois. Later on, his fame spread across the country. And in the year 1860, Lincoln was elected President of the United States. 5 years later, he was shot and killed, just after bringing peace to our country that had been torn apart by a civil war. Now, maybe you're wondering just why we put in this little scene about, well, about Lincoln giving 5 cents to a little boy. Well, years after Lincoln's death, a big meeting was held. It was held in a big city in the east. All sorts of important people were there.
Gentlemen! Gentlemen! Gentlemen, please! Gentlemen! Gentlemen, if you'll come to order now, please. Thank you. Now, you all know why we have called this meeting. Now, there's no need, really, for speeches claiming the greatness of our late president, probably our best president, Abraham Lincoln. But it is fitting that the country of such a great president as he was, that this country should join together to plan and build a memorial to his memory. Now, for that reason, to plan and build such a memorial, for that reason, we have been called together.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, yes, yes, Mr. Graham.
Mr. Chairman, I propose that we, the people of the United States, out of love and respect for the name of Abraham Lincoln, build such a building as all nations will envy and praise. In that building, I recommend that there be placed a statue of the late president in such a pose as will remind coming generations of the greatness and goodness of Abraham Lincoln. And in addition, I recommend that this fine building be erected in the capital city, Washington, D.C.
And, you know, boys and girls, such a fine building was built in Washington. It's called the Lincoln Memorial. And perhaps some of you young listeners have seen the fine statue of Lincoln right inside the front entrance. But, you know, this wasn't enough. Cities were named after Abraham Lincoln, too.
Now, class, may I have your attention, please? Today we'll open our geographies to the map of Nebraska. Have you that? It's on page 137, the state of Nebraska. Now, Roger, will you please stop whispering and pay attention? Now, the capital of this state is called Lincoln. Can you find it on your map? That's fine. This city was named after Abraham Lincoln, who was president during the Civil War, and who was one of the greatest men in our history. Now, the city of Lincoln, Nebraska, is, as I said, the capital of the state. The state university is located there, and
a lot of other things, too, besides cities were named in honor of this great man. Schools and tunnels and highways. But still, there was one man who was not happy. His name was Peter Callop.
Mary.
Yes, dear?
Mary, will a letter get to the President of the United States if I just put President, White House, Washington, D.C. on it?
Why, Peter, you're not writing to the President.
Oh, yes, I am, Mary. Do you think that's enough of an address?
But, Peter, what in the world for? Why are you writing the President?
Well, dear, years and years ago when I was a kid, something happened to me one day that I've never forgotten. And it just came to me that something should be done about it. So I've written a letter.
To the president? Oh, Peter. Oh,
maybe nothing will ever be done about it. But I always remember that day back in Springfield when I was a boy.
It has to do with Lincoln? Is that why you're writing the letter to the president?
Yes, my dear. One day when I was just a lad, all the other boys had rushed off to a tent show that had set up not too far away. And I couldn't go because I had no money. Well, Abraham Lincoln, he came walking by, and he saw how miserable I felt.
Peter, you've never told me this story before.
Well, I guess there were so many other stories of the Lincolns of Springfield that I never got around to it, Mary. Well, anyway, Lincoln, he asked what was the matter, and I told him I couldn't go because I needed 5 cents. He gave me the 5 pennies, and he said, "When you grow up, you must never forget just how important a penny can be in bringing happiness to other people. I value a penny because so many more people have pennies than ever have $10 or $100. That's what he said. And, Mary, I've never forgotten it.
Why, I never thought of that before. That's right. More people do have pennies, especially children.
Now, Lincoln loved kids. His own and everybody else's. I got that in a letter, too.
read it to me, Peter.
All right. It goes like this. Dear Mr. President, I have just seen a picture in a magazine of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. It is a beautiful building and should do much to honor the name of this great man. I knew Lincoln when I was a boy back in Springfield. This is where I put in the part about the 5 cents, dear.
Yes, dear, go on.
And, Mr. President, I have a suggestion to make. We have the faces of some of our famous men printed on coins. Would it be possible, do you think, Mr. President, to put the face of Abraham Lincoln on the coin he loved so well, the penny? Then every child can hold in his hand a little remembrance of greatness, a tiny memorial to kindness, a small tribute to a man who loved children.
Oh, it's a beautiful letter, Peter.
It's just my small tribute, Mary, to the finest man I ever knew. Today's story play, A Small Tribute, was written by Betty Gerling. In the cast were Mark Spink as Abraham Lincoln, Jack Hastings as the chairman, Lee Slider as the teacher, Rod Erickson as Josh, Shirley Perlmutter as Mary, and Ray Millette as the narrator, all members of the University Radio Guild. This program was produced by Duane Zimmerman with music by Dee Scheinblum. Our engineer was Johnny Almond.